This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the front line. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not on Imperial Probe Droid. Tell your children not to hear my words.
But it's not the type you saw in the 1980 blockbuster Empire Strikes Back. It comes from the folks that own and run the most evil slave factories in the world. But they're liberal, so it's okay. Comes from the folks that symbol is the image of the fall of humanity. An apple with a bite out of it. And the other companies are just as bad, but they're the king daddy. You know, when you play, we're doing a report on this, nobody else has this info yet. Pokemon Go, it uses Google Maps to overlay where you're at. And now when you're in your house, you name it, all of it. You're just seeing the interface of the false reality, but videos being sent back to Google headquarters so they know everything in your house. They know if you have a gun. They know everything you're doing. Because it's easy for you just to give a little high-tech Imperial probe droid. Here, let me just give a probe droid that tracks everything my child does and even knows when they're asleep or when they're awake or what their heart rate is. It's just all in a little, you can talk to it. It's fun. They don't want to talk to you anymore, though. Here, have an Imperial probe droid. It's like the Matrix. Oh, little spider legs come out of it and runs off. No, it's not scary like that. And the smart meter's running things, everything's fine. And, oh, Facebook won't let you say Islamic terror now. No, everything's fine, everything's wonderful. Fantasy football's going to be coming up soon. For all the real men in America, you know, the real men, though. Real men just give their kid an iPhone, you know, here you go. Play Pokemon over there. While the AI computer now has somebody with Google Maps to go around and add to their whole database. Thank you. Thank you for the intel. You thought you were playing a game. You're not playing a game. You're supper. You're in the game now. And then for folks that still get their news from CNN or the New York Times, Infowars.com, I cannot get over the fact that this is not bigger news. I cannot get over the fact that we broke last night to millions of people that watch Total. Hundreds of thousands watching on our streams, watching on television feeds. Hundreds of thousands watched on YouTube. Hundreds of thousands listened to the streams where we just sat there and showed everyone Facebook in live time won't let you say Islamic terror. And then changes what you write to Muslims are not terrorists. Doesn't just burn books. Doesn't just destroy language. It puts words in your mouth. It controls you. It engineers you. But that's okay, because Mark Zuckerberg's a liberal. And he lives while you sleep, while you have the goggles on, the virtual reality that he controls. He walked bipedal like a man, like a god, amongst suboid slaves entering their matrix pods. And then you see where this technocracy is going. Just like Matt Drudge got told back in 2015 that 2016 was when they're going to roll out the real censorship, and Facebook brags, we can deliver an election to whoever we want. Because, well, just like the voting machines change the vote for who you vote for, just like Hillary takes Bernie's votes. You got to put up with it. Bernie supporters like having their vote taken. Yeah, they like Hillary. Yeah. They like Zuckerberg. Zuckerberg says, yeah, our users trust us. They're dumb effers. Or if it was a smartphone that censors you, would be, they're dumb duckers. Because you can't say dumb efforts. See, he's Mark Zuckerberg. He rules the biggest nation in the world, Facebook, with several billion users. And even CNBC says he's a dictator. But there's not going to be any news about him controlling language. Not going to be any news about the CIA already operating with thousands of fake reporters that are computers. Yeah, an actual agent might have pangs of guilt. But not the AI computer that's got a nice name. We're going to talk to our Navy SEAL friend who warned of this tattoo offensive coming several years ago. Mr. Bracken, straight ahead, Paul Watson, and more. The latest on the niche Islamic terror attack. The Orthodox, authorized, Islamic-supported jihad that our government won't tell you is.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last 3 years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Muhammad Lahouye.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
The poets tell how Poncho fell and left his living in a cheap hotel.
31-year-old Muhammad Lahouye.
So the story.
He's got a lot of fans. They've got major polls out. They've got Gallup. They've got you name it. We were just showing some in the last hour. 35, 36, 37%, in some areas 42% in France, of military-age men want to kill and suicide bomb the French people. Now, that's asking somebody, do you want to kill people? Do you support this? And 42% of military-age men say yes. When they polled Muslims in general, 36% in France. We showed that last hour. And it doesn't matter what polling agency you do, it's the same numbers. And it's similar in other nations because they're proud of it. It's why you're not going to see Muslims apologizing. Pew Research, 42% of military-age men, 35% of Muslims, period, say they support suicide bombers. In Spain, 29%. In Great Britain, 35%. In Germany, 22%. In the United States, 26%. Support going out to their 4th of July, their Bastille Day. And a street's closed, people having picnics, watching the fireworks, and you just run them over. 10 children dead. Now it's 84 dead. Over 50 in critical condition. Hundreds more injured. People had to run, jumping into the ocean to get away. And guess what? Facebook, I'm going to keep saying this over and over again. The video, we played it last hour. We need to have major news reporting on this. Will not let you put in the words Islamic terror. Or terrorist, or Islam. It says Muslims aren't terrorists. You fast forward in the video, it'll show it, a close-up. And then it tells you what to say. Muslims are not terrorists. We try to say terrorists, and it says Muslims are not terrorists. Well, that's quite a spell checker for you with your keywords. So you think with your iPhone, it's cute. Oh, it won't let me say the F word. It says duck. You see where all this is going? And then Zuckerberg comes out and says, oh, he's going to censor, but don't worry, the CNN, the New York Times, look at this. Media blames truck, not terrorists or Islam. In fact, I've heard people out there saying, oh, Fort Hood was just a mental illness. Oh, San Bernardino was workplace violence. Oh, the guy out in Florida, he wasn't Islamic. No, his family, his dad, all just bring in the jihadis and call for it. He's just joining us at the bottom of the hour. I wanted him to pop in. Almost 2 years ago, he wrote the article for his website dealing with tattoo and the Islamic invasion. We'll put that on screen for TV viewers. You go to his website and read it. Tet Take 2, Islam's 2016 European Offensive. And again, that's updated from when he wrote in 2014-2015. And his website's enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. He's a best-selling author and a former Navy SEAL. I know he's a very humble guy and says, well, I'm not really a big deal or anything. But the point is, he comes highly recommended from smart folks we talk to that are patriots. They say, well, we can't tell you anything. Just go get Matt Bracken on. He'll tell you what they're really planning. I'm going to say this before we go to Matt. I want to ask him this question. Is there any doubt that this is a coordinated globalist program allied with Islam and Saudi Arabia to bring down the left and to merge with the left, Islam with the left, and to actually persecute everyone that doesn't submit, saying it's our fault the Muslims are attacking? Germany's already doing it. Sweden's already doing it. France is already arresting people. Facebook's already censoring. They're already censoring newspaper. People are going along with it and will not use the words. I mean, this is crazy that we're under attack and we've got a globalist-run information war where we can't even say who is attacking us. And you've got every weirdo leftist group. They have major Hollywood movies out attacking me by name, saying I'm an Islamophobe and need to be locked up. I mean, the Democratic Party platform says arrest climate change deniers. I mean, is this really their attack plan? Because you predicted it. It's here. The attacks are bigger. They're coming closer together. Matt Bracken.
Hi, Alex. It's a terrible day, but you keep wondering at what point will there be a turning point. Today I saw President Hollande of France, and his remarks in Nice never mentioned Islam. Just terrorism.
He's
like
the one that brought him in. He's the one that brought him in. Right. He's allied with him. He's their general.
In Germany, they're arresting people that post anything about the invasion on social media. They're not arresting the Islamists. They're arresting the people who warn about the Islamists. And in our country, from our president to our Department of Homeland Security, they're traitors. At this point in 2016, you have to say, if you're still pretending that this is nothing to do with Islam, then you are either secretly already a Muslim or you've already made your separate peace as a dhimmi. That's under the Sharia. People have to understand, when Newt was talking about Sharia, Sharia is not just something for Muslims to abide. When Sharia law comes, everybody has to abide it. Now, if you're a Christian or a Jew, you don't have to become a Muslim. You can become a dhimmi. D-H-I-M-M-I. That's a category, like a caste, meaning you have to be submitted, you have to be humiliated, an official second or third class citizen.
And that's if you're in the few countries where they decide to use you as slaves. In most countries, they go ahead and just run you out or kill you.
Right, or take your women as sex slaves. Now, 2 weeks ago, Jay Johnson was on in a Senate hearing. Ted Cruz and others on the Senate Intelligence Committee. The week earlier, they had Phil Haney and some other patriots on. Phil Haney wrote, "See Something, Say Nothing," about how he was kicked out of the Department of Homeland Security.
Who had him on?
And right, and all of his, all of the words that describe Islamic terrorism, Islam, jihad, ummah.
They're not allowed to use it in the investigations. What do you make of us now? No one on Facebook can even, in their keyword, add that to their tags.
Yeah, and it's a shame that even the FBI, as we've seen with Comey, taking a dive, obviously the word got to him.
Sure, so let's talk big picture. Big picture, what's the master plan in all this? I mean, what are the socialists, the globalists thinking, hitting us with probably a million refugees here, 5 million in Europe? They're hiding the numbers. We know that. What's the big plan?
The socialists think that they can ride the tiger of Islam, but in the end, they'll convert, because secular atheists never have a problem converting like Carlos the Jackal did to Islam, because to a secular atheist, saying 10 or 12 words about Muhammad and Islam, that's just, you know, an incantation.
And as long as they can kill Christians, I mean, that's the real target. I mean, they want to mount our head on the wall, so they like it.
Well, of course they like it. Now, in the end, the Islamists will win because they're willing to behead everybody in sight, including atheists that don't convert. So the atheists will convert. The left will just, like Carlos the Jackal, the left will just switch gears.
Listen, we go out to rallies and see women saying they're feminists, just worshiping Islam and attacking us that we dare criticize it. And they're like crazy. They go, I love Islam. I'm a feminist. Ah. You're like, that's an oxymoron, lady.
Yeah, they're brainwashed. We make fun of North Koreans running out and, you know, going and swooning over their dear leader. But these women in Europe are just as crazy as the North Koreans. You know, they are practically like the children in the Pied Piper of Hamlet story, where they will willingly drown themselves because it's their brainwashing is that deep. People have to understand.
It's Stockholm syndrome.
And that's why it's so important. Your tagline, there's a war on for your mind. It's absolutely true. And Facebook is the leading fountain of this brainwashing. So resisting Facebook is critical. I was suspended for a couple days from Facebook for just posting a text-only meme, wondering when the moderate Muslims were going to, you know, have a rally against Islamic terrorism. That got me banned for a few days with, you know, threats of being thrown out forever. It's really upside down world. I don't know where we go if you know, Facebook won't let you post the truth.
Well, and people say, well, just leave it. No, it's been given all the attention. It's the platform. It's where the war is. We're going to win, right, and force them to censor us and force them out in the open, like Hillary censoring our aircraft banner hangs. It's only going to make us resist more. Now, Matt Bracken, I'm going to hold you over when Paul Watson joins us as well. You talked about the frequency increasing when you were here a month ago. You talked about the attacks getting bigger. I've got to believe at some point this backfires where none of our media will say Islamic terror other than a few people on Fox News. And again, Newt Gingrich is a globalist, but he's telling the truth here. This is a war. We are in a war. And if someone says they want Sharia law, that means they're not going to comply with our law, and they're going to try to force us under it like the mayor of London is now doing. So let's play this clip of Newt Gingrich.
Western civilization is in a war. We should, frankly, test every person here who is of a Muslim background, and if they believe in Sharia, they should be deported. Sharia is incompatible with Western civilization. Modern Muslims who have given up Sharia, glad to have them as citizens.
All right, let me stop there. Let me just stop right there.
Store. But we need to be fairly...
People call that a radical statement. You can't go to an Islamic country and not submit to them. You go to Saudi Arabia and preach the gospel, you'll be arrested and in prison. So again, they're not tolerant of our tolerance. BS, get the hell out. That's not a radical statement.
We're very fortunate in this country because we do have a constitution. Unlike in Britain, for example, they have no First Amendment or Second. Germany, where they're arresting people for making posts, truthful posts about Islam. But we have a constitution that all the military, police, and government officials have to swear to uphold the Constitution. Part of the Constitution, I forget where it is, what article it is the supreme law of this country. Well, Sharia to a Muslim
Article
is the
9.
Supreme law of the world. Right? Sharia law is the law of the world. And if you are a believing Muslim, you believe that no man-made law, which is what they consider the Constitution, no man-made law can be above Sharia law. Now, Sharia law holds that women are worth half of a man. A woman who is raped can be stoned to death for adultery if she doesn't have four male witnesses conveniently testifying on her behalf. You know, gays can be thrown off of buildings. This is all Sharia law. Now, I wish that the mainstream media, when they play that clip by Newt, they don't explain what Sharia law is, but at least a lot of the sheeple today, at least they've heard of Sharia law.
Absolutely. Stay there, Matt Bragan. We're going to ask the question, though. What's the end game? What do you see happening next?
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
At one point in my life, I just stopped going to church. I didn't care that much about religion. Some friends of mine encouraged me to pick up the Bible and then showed me that a lot of what I was taught was not even in the Bible. They showed me a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. The Q&A format was simple, and it helped me find my own answers. This website challenges and dismantles misguided religious doctrines. Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and join the discussion. thebiblesaysthat.org.
This is Alex Jones. Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. The security industry uses hordes of salesmen to scare you into signing long-term contracts with no way out. Protect your family the right way with SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe has no long-term contracts, no hidden fees, 24/7 monitoring, and it's just $14.99 a month, three times less than most other security companies. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com to get 10% off for listening to my show. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I've studied history. I've interviewed the experts across the board. I've tried to hold all this back. But I mean, I'm actually getting storable food. I'm actually getting medical supplies. I'm actually getting firearms ready. And I've always had some of that, but I mean, I'm like actually getting the solar panels, you know, on the roof, actually, you know, turned on and working because I'm a busy guy. I'm actually developing collapse plans now because I've studied history. I've talked to the experts. I'm looking at what's going on with our power plants getting shut down, the cultural warfare, the attack on the family, the open borders, the government ordering the Border Patrol to release people with TB by the thousands, and it's just spreading everywhere. And I'm like, my God, we are really under attack. This is not negligence. And I know we've had corruption and problems, but I used to get chills every few days thinking about this. I get chills all the time now. My physiology is like, get ready to kick ass. And believe me, I'm not looking for trouble, folks, but you just see the acceleration of everything, the mass killings, the killing of cops, the leftist operations, all of it. It's like evil is being turned loose. And Matt Bracken's riding shotgun with us into the next segment with Paul Watson, former Navy SEAL, author, researcher, who's really predicted all of this. But I got to tell you, it's not a good move for the Western elite who had everything sewn up until you realize they have a desire to bring down the West because they want to control free will. They want a technocracy. And they think their technocracy is going to be able to control Islam and they're going to double cross it. That is what's happening. Matt Bracken's right. And I am really upset. I mean, I don't care who you are. It's time to get out of your box. It's time to get aggressive. Matt Bracken, what do we do to really get aggressive? I'm trying as hard as I can. Do you concur with me, though, that this confirms our worst analysis? I mean, this is worse than I thought. Seems like they're moving the timetable up.
Yeah, this is a takedown. This is a destabilization. It's going to accelerate. It's going to go algorithmic. We just had a sidebar diversion over to Nice, France. And that's terrible for Europe and terrible for the world. But I have to go back to Dallas. This is a progression. Obama and his gang have been stoking the racial flames. They got the action that they wanted in Dallas. The next step and what they really need is for a right winger to do a magazine dump into a BLM mob on a freeway, something like that. I'm very concerned about the convention next week. Obviously, a lot of morons have just figured out that if they rent a truck, they can cause mass casualty mayhem. People that might not have thought about that before, they all know now. And the problem that I see is that at some point, somebody's going to unload a magazine right into a crowd. Now, the guy in Dallas, Micah X. Johnson, he at least was using a scope and aiming at police. Otherwise, there would have been 30 other civilians shot. But the next target, which is just going to be a mob of BLM people, you won't need a scope. All you'll need is a perch on a highway overpass, and you'll just be aiming into a crowd of 1,000 people. So every round is going to hit one or two or three. That's the next step on the progression. That's the next thing that I see coming.
Are you saying BLM is going to hit a general crowd, or the globalists will hit BLM to false flag and make them go crazy?
Either a false flag or an own goal, or just some right winger who's off the deep end, who's saying, I'm going to now strike back for...
Sure, because this is mass mind control. When the media promotes BLM and Obama says it's the cops' fault, it's going to make somebody on the other side unstable and go do this, and they right. Just know how to law of numbers.
They can't have any more left-wingers. It doesn't help them when a BLM guy like Micah X. Johnson does it. They need some cracker to do it. They need to provoke some cracker into, firing off a couple magazines into a BLM crowd. I see that as the next step. But the big goal is the elections. If Trump is leading or even close, the left is going to pull out all the stuff.
And by the way, he really is now probably leading. He's pulled ahead of Hillary from our internal polling and experts. They now admit that. And that's why they're going into high gear. I agree.
If there is a security climate that is dangerous enough, there might not be elections in November. If there's a race war going on in October, with any time a group of people crowds together, they get...
Sure. What is it? And we're going to hold you over. What does it signify then that he met with the leader of BLM 3 days ago for 3 hours? Obama.
It signifies that they're rolling on with the plan. And I don't expect a smooth transfer of power in January. There might not even be elections in November.
Yeah, let's talk about that with yourself, Matt Bracken, and Paul Watson straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones. And folks, we're not playing games. I've got total skin in the game. I'm up in Cleveland on the street for 5 days. Okay, so... I mean, this is the battle for the Republic, and if we let these people intimidate us and stand down, they're going to dig you out of your house later. You got to face them on the field now. Now is the info war. 100% commitment.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
The threat is real. It's being directed and organized by the Davos Group, Bilderberg, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, George Soros, and the private.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Hard to believe the globalists are really doing it. I know this stuff is on the drawing board. Man, they are crazy. So was Hitler. So was Stalin. I mean, it's just... But I tell you, they always overestimate their power. They always think they're going to break the West will. And in the end, the globalists are going to fall. This is going to be the final fall. May take 20 years. Maybe might take a year. But the best laid plans of mice and men often go astray. They're not getting away with this. And I feel sorry for Muslims. They are brainwashed cult members, bullied by their own system, tortured in their own countries. And then so many of them come here and they're henpecked into their orthodoxy. And, you know, and their kid goes out and kills somebody because they're following Islam. So I welcome Islamic heretics that want to be free. The problem is fundamentally the religion says lie to people, say that you're not violent when you are. But never deny the martyrs. So it's all very schizophrenic. That's why they'll never say they're sorry for what these Islamists do. and the controlled corporate weaponized media will never make them say it, because they won't tell you it's Islamic. And they'll censor your website. They'll censor your YouTube. The answer is double down. And then when they censor you, double down again and sue them if you have to. I mean, I've sued. I filed lawsuits before over censorship. Let me tell you, it got YouTube's attention. And Hillary's trying to block our aircraft in the skies with Hillary for president. She's not going to stop you getting the T-shirts. She's not going to stop us with trucks now in Cleveland and in Philadelphia. I've doubled and tripled down now. We're about to order in Philadelphia like 50 trucks one day with Hillary for president. I mean, I'm just all in. And we'll putting 50 trucks out there for that day with huge billboards saying Hillary for president. Will that bring her down? No, but that action of resistance, that spirit will, of defiance to tyranny, never submitting, never backing down, never giving in, and fighting hard. Because you think it's a hard battle now. Wait till they get more of their controls in, folks. The number one meme for a week was Hillary for president. It's shaking her up. That's just one thing you did, listeners. And our big secret is we're going to teach other people how to fight back so that it doesn't matter what they do to me. The signal, the way to take them down, the blueprint is already out there, and I studied it from history. I integrated it with modern information and the truth, and it's unstoppable. That's a good feeling. The question is, how bad is this war going to get till the globalists give up? I'll use the World War II analogy like at Stalingrad or Leningrad. When the Germans were already beat and collapsed, Hitler didn't give up. It took him a couple years till they dug him out of his bunker. We've already, I believe, historically defeated the New World Order with Brexit and the rest of it. They know that now. And they're launching desperate Battle of the Bulge type counteroffensives that are going to fail. But do we want to go through 20 years of fighting the New World Order, or do we want to have a mass awakening now and start the program of reversing this? Before I go any further, I'm going to go to our guest. Everybody knows what those of us that are on the tip of the spear are up against. I'm no hero. I'm not going to sit here and have these people overrun us, have the globalists brainwash us, have them destroy our families, shut our country and nations down. I mean, this is like watching my neighbor's house burn and my own house burn. If I get out of the bed and try to get out of the house, I'm not a hero. It's self-preservation. That's what I'm saying. You couldn't get me to stop doing it. If you put a gun to my head, I'm not going to stop. I mean, it's just I'm fully, absolutely committed because I'm alive. The general public's in a trance. It's time to break it. They need to see Hillary for president shirts everywhere. You need to get them at InfoWarsStore.com. People need to see our films, our books, our information, Molon Labe everywhere. You need to buy the nutraceuticals so you can be healthier and more focused, like DNA Force, 25% off. You hardly ever do that. It will sell out by next week. We need you to get the X2. We need you to get the non-GMO heirloom seeds and the Brain Force and the super high-quality storable foods. And we have the best solar panel systems, you name it, and the vitamin mineral fusion, fruit punch, all of it's the very best vitamins, the very best supplements. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. They wouldn't be censoring InfoWars. They wouldn't be censoring the word Islamic terror. They wouldn't be doing all this if we didn't have a capability to bring them down, because you are the power. I'm going to Paul Watson, then back to Bracken here in a moment. Former Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura is going to be joining us. We'll see where his take is on all this. But before we go any further, again, Hillary hates Hillary for prison shirts. That's why everybody should get them. It's that simple. If they were invincible, she wouldn't be trying to threaten comedy clubs and not make fun of her. They wouldn't be trying to, you know, threaten aircraft companies that already said we can't fly your planes. You know, they'll come after us. And then now we find a company that will do it, and then they do a first-time exclusion zone for 30 miles out at the RNC and DNC. It's because it is effective they're putting up defenses. It's because they do know. They are aware. We've identified them. The globalists are now out in the open. This is the beginning of the end, so they're going to launch everything they've got at us. We'll talk to Matt Bracken about that of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com here in just a moment. Former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really smart guy that's predicted all of this with his Tattoo Islamic Invasion articles. Let's go to Paul Watson to get his take from London, England. He's got family right outside Nice, so this is personal for him. DrudgeReport.com is now linked to our article. Thank God media blames truck, not terrorist or Islam, for Nice attack. It's part of the censorship, part of the war on the American people, the part of the war on truth. I mean, this is coordinated. This is military-level brainwashing. This is war-level disinfo. Facebook will not let us put in the words Islamic terror on our own videos. I mean, we have it on video and tells us Islam is not, Muslims are not terrorists. That's what we're allowed to say. I mean, this is so unprecedented to see coordination with the big tech companies, Western governments. Facebook, for years, calls the German police when someone says, we're under an invasion, and they come and arrest you. I mean, I know we keep saying that. This is, Facebook wants to do that here. Zuckerberg wants you arrested. He's an enemy of this country. He's part of a takeover. This is 21st century war, folks. It isn't the Japanese bombing Pearl Harbor now. This is global government with Soros and these other people coming after us with an army of jihadis. I talked to Paul last night, even before Newt Gingrich had said this before, and I said, what is this, Paul? He said, this is war. War on the West, attempted takedown. He goes, we're taking the gloves off. And I said, that's right. I want the gloves off, and I want brass knuckles on. We are going all out. Paul Watson, give us your take on the situation. The 84 dead, over 100 wounded, 50-plus in critical condition. Hollande, who lowered the drawbridge, called the enemy in with the signals, is now presiding over another death banquet. What a horrible demonic creature.
Well, I mean, it is a war, Alex, but the problem is many of our leaders have already completely capitulated. And you can see that today from the reaction from Manuel Valls. This is the French Prime Minister who said that France learned to, quote, live with terrorism. He actually said the French people must now tolerate the mangled, limbless corpses of innocent people, of innocent children on the streets, because that's the new reality. They've got to get used to it. And that's why France being attacked over and over again, because they've surrendered, because that's where they're going to institute
and
the first
key.
Area. Of
Even when you surrender, other groups don't do this. When you surrender to Islam, it gang rapes you even harder.
Yeah. And then look at these headlines. Ignore the hysteria. Europe can live with terror. Another one out. Sympathy should be our only response to the Nice terror attack. This is how the terrorists are winning. This emboldens. This is why they keep attacking France, because now they think we've got our foot in the door. This is really working.
Sure. They're trying to break our will, Paul. The media is trying to normalize this. They're running up the white flag. That's the headline. Western media runs up white flag. Please continue.
Look at this. Hours before the Nice attack. Two hours before, President Hollande, quote, what threatens us is the rise of populism. That's a quote 2 hours before this attack. The rise of populism. These people are more afraid of losing political power, of so-called right-wing populist parties getting in power, than the fact that their country, almost every month now, is being bombarded again and again. They're more afraid of being called Islamophobic, and the same goes for the left, than people with whom they disagree getting a chance at power. And, you know, I talked about this in a video, which has just gone up on InfoWars about 30 minutes ago. You know, the left, you've capitulated, you've lost, you have no argument remaining. Now it's somebody else's turn to actually try and fix this massive mess that you've created.
But they know that. They want to burn everything down because they can't compete with real liberalism and the Renaissance. The body snatcher always wants to kill what it's copying. Paul, I think you underestimate their evil.
No, I totally agree. I'm just talking to the few leftists who are still ignorant and
Well, they don't matter. I mean, they all are triggly puffs and can't even talk. But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, they have allied themselves with the Islamists because, again, they share the same goals. In this video, again, I post the screenshot out of ISIS's own manifesto where they say, we're going to go and recruit the left wing, the quote, anti-Zionist, the pro-Palestinian people. We're going to radicalize them. We're going to arm them because they roughly share the same beliefs. They hate the West. They want to bring it down. People always say, why don't the left ever criticize Islam? Many of them are aligned with Islam. They've allied with Islamists. That's the danger here. It's not just individual attacks. It's the complete subversion of our society from a fifth column that's helping them do this.
Sure. Why do the jihadists always attack those that submit? I mean, their own hell-pit countries I mean, I guess it's like 1984. It's a boot stomping on the face forever. They just all persecute their daughters, their husbands. It's a constant torture, murder, execution, death, lying, weird old men stomping around like, blah, 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 blah. I mean, it's like, what the hell is going on here?
And then look at this comment again from the Prime Minister Valls, who basically surrendered today and said, you just got to get used to dead little children on the streets. It's just the new norm. He said that this is before the attack. He said, quote, no legal basis for arresting the European jihadists or barring them from leaving or entering France. He went on to say, quote,
excuse me, he said, let jihadists in.
Yeah, yeah. He went on to say, quote, the fighters in Syria are not fighting against the Assad regime. So they openly admitted that they're letting these people in and out of France because they were fighting Assad, who's actually destroying ISIS and Al-Qaeda. He said that before the attack. These people are fifth columnists. These people are even more dangerous than ISIS because they hold the reins of power. And again, absolutely shocking comment.
Well, Paul, I'm completely blown away. Stay there. I want to get Matt Bracken, again, former Navy SEAL, author, anti-terrorism researcher, who predicted this Islamic tattoo would be kicking off big time this year. More and more frequent, larger attacks in concert, like a major war. Just like the globalists launched Arab Spring with this jihadist to take over the Middle East. Matt, this is clearly coordinated with high-level, state-level, international-level coordination with the media to cover this up and carry this out. This is amazing. What do you expect to happen next?
First, I want to say, Paul Joseph Watson, your videos are amazing. My daughter and her generation are turned on to them. I can't say enough about your videos. I think they're at the very top of the entire genre. Now, something that I need to use two Arabic words. One is jizya and one is dhimmi. Another concept in English is called the bride price. When a trader comes over, say back in the Cold War era terms, a Russian trader came over, the bride price were the secrets that he brought. You know, you didn't just show up and say, I hate the KGB. You had to burn some KGB people back in Moscow. That's the bride price. The Hollande and Merkel, their jizya, their bride price for continuing in power under the new caliphate is to betray their own people, to lie to about their own people and to their own people.
Right. So they've had the meetings where they say, you've got to give us cover for our jihad. We want to see you let us do this. Just like a gang member to be initiated has got to go kill an old lady for no reason. This is literally a gang initiation.
Well, this is a gang initiation where the leaders of Europe are lying to their own people, and they know they're lying to their own people. This is their bride price, their jizya tax for becoming safe dhimmis and keeping their power. Now, some of them might just out and out say, I converted long ago. I'm a Muslim. Fooled you. Or they might say, as long as I keep my palace and my villa and my estate, I don't really care. But their bride price, their jizya tax, is to sell out their own people. People need to understand this. Our leaders, like Jay Johnson at the Senate Intelligence Committee 2 weeks ago, he was asked about Phil Haney and the say something, say nothing. He said he had no idea. Ted Cruz had a big chart behind him with all of the words in the 9/11 report that had been expunged year by year. And Jay Johnson just flicked his hand and said, I have no idea what you're talking about. So these guys,
the same way they denied world government as they built it, now it's out in the open. They denied the Islamic invasion. This is the mind control and call you conspiracy theorists. They're actually now saying that if you say this was Islamic. But there's new headlines. We are conspiracy theorists.
We need to see them and call them traitors.
I agree with you. Now, let's expand on this. Let's expand on this, Matt Bracken, because what you said is absolutely at the heart of this. You look at the London mayor, all of this. Once they get in, they activate and let you know, yes, we're conquering you. Yes, we're taking you over. Because whatever you want to say about Islam, it at least wants to take over, is dominant, will do whatever, and has a long-term strategic plan. The globalist minions just want to sell out and are such total scum. How do we counter that?
A bad ideology beats no ideology. Even an evil, bad cult beats secular nothingness and nihilism.
That's right.
You know, the postmodern, nihilistic, All things are the same. There's no good. There's no bad. That means Islam wins. Because
don't we need a new crusade? I mean, the crusade's got a dirty name, but we were attacked for 400 years before we went in there and kicked their ass. And I'm sorry, if they want one, and this time we won't attack countries that are moderate. Saudi Arabia and all these other jihad centers, they want to fight. They need to really get one.
Well, the good thing is that we have this constitution, so we have at least a legal trench line to fight in, which is that our constitution is above Sharia law. And anybody who says, for example, Hillary Clinton, she wants to pass this thing called UN Resolution 1618, which outlaws blasphemy against Islam. Like Obama said, you know, the future must not belong to those who slander the prophet.
And that's why the internet now won't let you criticize Islam enemy, because that's blasphemy. Gone is our First Amendment.
Well, that's Sharia. That's submission to Sharia. But there are thousands of veterans, particularly those who have fought in the Middle East, that have seen this evil up close, and they are locked and loaded, and they are not going to submit. I guarantee you they're not.
I was about to say, I don't know what the globals think they've bit off, but they are. This is like two freight trains at 100 miles an hour going towards each other. It is crazy. It is crazy. And it is just unbelievable to see this happening. Matt Bracken's our guest, so is Paul Watson. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Stay with us on the other side of this break. A lot of key intel.
The best-kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Think body armor is just for commandos? Think again. In a collapse situation, you need to protect your entire family. Infidel Body Armor has created lightweight armor that repels AR-15 and AK-47 rounds. And priced at around $500, it won't break the bank. The whole kit weighs just 10 pounds, light enough for your 7-year-old or 70-year-old. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and get yours today. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Gentlemen, the globalists are anti-human tyrants. Islam gives them a billion, 400 million or so people that are used to living under tyranny and who are willing to go out and kill innocent people whenever they're told to. But to stir up these people. The West has also launched wars over there that actually targeted the enemies of radical Islam, which shows you this has been a long-term strategic plan. But this isn't the 1990s where they could just deny there was a treaty or deny there was an open border. We're exposing it. Infowars.com has been on the front lines of that. Whether it's Obama opening the borders and trying to cover it up or the Islamists being brought in, I think time is on our side overall. I wanted to ask Paul Watson his view on this and other tidbits, but I just don't see how, as this intensifies, they're going to be able to cover up that there's Islamic terror and that it's increasing. And I just can't believe that the president and others of France are just making jokes about this and saying we've got to just get used to it and we've got to just let jihadis come and go. I mean, he's like kissing their butts, I guess, so he hopes they don't come kill him. I mean, is it just the incredible cowardice of these people, or what is it, Paul?
You could say it was Stockholm Syndrome, but they've completely capitulated. The narrative that you're now getting, and you get this after every single attack, is, this is just going to make the right wing get into power. This is going to cause more division if the right wing sees power, and then there'll be more attacks. So again, it's that same narrative. We're not being nice enough to the precious Islamists. You know, don't upset them. We have to appease them, otherwise they'll kill us. Don't insult them. Don't draw the Prophet Muhammad. Well, it hasn't worked, has it? It hasn't worked. They've completely failed. Multiculturalism has failed. Most of these jihadists come from these Islamic ghettos created by the left's mass immigration policy.
Well, they all get free welfare, free everything, and they just sit around in these diaper outfits bitching all day. It's like in Germany, we interview them, they're like, I got here, everything's free, I'm going to take over, I hate Germany, and I hate Germans. And they're just so honest, like, I hate you. And the guy's just like a cartoon character.
But also, it's not just socioeconomics. A lot of the suicide bombers are actually well-educated. So you can't just blame that as
sure,
well.
Sure, so what comes next? I mean, where does this all end, Paul?
Well, we're in a war. I mean, the head of the French police last week said one or two more Islamic terror attacks in France, it's civil war. Now, the French have largely capitulated. What I'm predicting is this is going to happen in Germany. There's going to be a massive attack, and there's going to be a massive backlash. There's going to be civil unrest. There's going to be riots on the streets. It's only a matter of time.
And let's be clear about the French head cop, though. He was saying, I'm worried about right-wingers. We've got to pounce on them. So they're gonna go raid the right-wingers if they even speak out.
No, exactly. And then you were talking about see something, say nothing. They let this guy sit on the road in his truck for 9 hours when this road was supposed to be blocked off to all traffic. They questioned him. They did nothing. We saw with San Bernardino, the neighbors, they saw the packages coming in, said nothing for fear of being called racist.
They always nest in leftist areas. That's a great point. I'm going to hold you guys over 5 minutes when tourists come up. I want to get final comments from both. Matt Brackett, it seems they always attack in nesting areas of ultra-left, and they go kill their leftist friends. Is this part of the loving Islam?
Islam is indiscriminate in terms of who they murder. You saw in Baghdad, that was just Sunni versus Shia bringing a truck bomb into their holiest hour of the end of Ramadan party, sort of like Bastille Day for Islam. That's when they detonated this huge truck bomb in the middle of an affluent Shia shopping center. I want to mention before I go, since the last time I was on, I wrote a short story called Piss Christ, Piss Koran! ! That's on gatesofvienna.net. There are ways to fight back. There are some people that will fight back. We won't submit. Now, my biggest fear is that at the end of the day, the grid goes down. Almost every scenario results in a possible grid collapse.
Hold on, we're back in 70 seconds. I want you to spend a few minutes on that, because it's not just the Islamists they're bringing in. Again, the people running our country are trying to collapse us while building breakaway government reservations and corporate systems that are exempt to bring in a kind of new dark age where they then reorganize things. Stay with us.
Communications Radio Network.
The investment world isn't